We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
All right, welcome to the first annual We Got the Geek video holiday special.
We are live.
We are live. We started the new YouTube channel. Thank you, Danielle, for suggesting that.
You are welcome, Danielle.
I'm Jay Stu, and with me is, of course...
Wonder Librarians here. This is what we look like in real life when we're talking.
Scary, huh?
Not on the podcast.
It's a little frightening.
You've seen pictures, but you've never seen us moving.
Okay. And, of course...
Sarah.
We're going to have a great time tonight. We've got some great guests, some cosplayer friends of ours, an author friend of ours, and cool stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So before we get the guests up here, I just want to ask you guys, it's been a pretty good year for movies this year.
I'll say so.
You guys have, like, maybe a top three?
I definitely have a top three.
What do you got?
I'll go first, not to interject.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I would have to say that probably officially my top three are, starting from number three, Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Only, well, because, you know,
I'm surprised
fan.
That's not higher on your list.
Okay, well, okay. It's only because the other stuff is kind of just a little bit better.
Okay.
What would I think for number two? I know what number two is Deadpool.
Okay.
Number one is Captain America. Civil War.
Nice.
Number one.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And I can defend, but I'd like to hear what you think.
Okay, what about you, Sarah J?
Top three. Jeez. Starting from three, I'm going to have to say Star Trek.
Oh.
Yes, that was a very good one. Second, in the number two slot for me, Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's tied with Captain America Civil War.
There you go.
And then number one, of course, for me, Deadpool.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
I loved it.
Now, in a few weeks, we're going to be recording our official top 10 of the year.
Yeah.
I haven't really sat down yet to figure out a top 10.
Well, yeah, there was just a really solid three, so yeah. I'm happy with my three.
I'm going to say my top three, but in no particular order.
Okay.
Captain America Civil War.
Oh, there we go.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Deadpool.
Okay.
And I'm going to, I'm going to throw one out there you guys will probably laugh at.
Okay.
Batman. Man versus Superman.
Oh no! Sorry. I mean, yeah, that was
good.
Yeah.
I liked Wonder Woman in that. I'm gonna say that was my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, for the last 3 years, I've been the defender of Ben Affleck as Batman,
and
I loved him in the movie.
He was good in it.
He was
but
very good.
There was some I'm sorry, Jesse Eisenberg just tanked it for me.
Right.
I was like, can you get off the screen? This is horrific.
Yeah.
What
you're doing is not working.
Over their moms having the same name.
Yeah. Your mom's Martha, too? Let's
My
stop
mom's
fighting.
My mom's name is Martha.
Yeah.
I love you, bro.
Let's not kill each other. Let's just
that
undermine everything.
Great.
Right.
Moms.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In the next week or so, I'm going to sit down and I'll actually come up with what movie should be number one. So I'm going to rewatch all three of those.
Okay.
And figure it out.
But I find it funny that we all had the same ones.
But
they were good.
We'll never know his order that they were in.
Well, we'll know in a couple of weeks when we record the top 10.
Oh, yes,
I'm surprised you didn't go, right out there and you're like, Bridget Jones' Baby.
Zoolander 2.
Oh, my God. That one was a stinker.
Yeah, I was disappointed in that one.
They've
already announced a ton
of... But we should have done worst.
What was your worst movie of the year, or most disappointed?
I didn't think a lot about that. Well, Batman vs. Superman, I'm sorry that kind of made it, because the anticipation was so high.
Yeah.
And then it was just meow. So I haven't even wanted to, see it again.
Yeah.
Was Turtles 2 out this year?
It was.
Yeah. Turtles 2. I love Ninja Turtles, so for me, meh.
Yeah.
I mildly, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say those ones.
I've got two. I love the first Zoolander movie.
Okay,
Couldn't wait to see the second one.
Yes.
So let down.
Okay. Oh, I just thought of another one. Sorry. Witch? Was that...
Okay.
That was a stinker.
It's a stinker. I will avoid it like the plague. How about that?
I missed, 2 minutes of it, and the entire conclusion occurred in those 2 minutes. And all before that, it was just people living on a prairie. And unless you really care about what people do day to day on a prairie, then you don't need to see this one.
I'm going
to
say the other one that was most disappointing, just watched it a couple weeks ago, was Sausage Party.
Oh, okay.
I love all the guys in that movie doing the voices, and I was so... It was terrible.
I thought it was
okay. I have to watch it. And then we will have this discussion again, I'm okay. sure.
Do you have any choices from ones that disappointed you the most
for
this
whatever's
year?
I, you know what? I don't... I guess they were so bad, I don't remember them.
Okay.
Yeah, you had to block it out.
I really did. Yeah. It's either that or, you know, have nightmares for the rest of the year.
I did like the gum guy in Sausage Party, like that little gum.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Okay.
With his little chair, and he's like, ram, ram, ram.
Oh, right, he was awesome.
Yeah, like, so,
now,
I love that.
They've already announced a ton of cool movies for next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys have any you're really looking forward to?
Yes.
I think
that, well, I'm not sure because I'm not exactly sure when they're actually coming out, but Guardians 2.
Yes.
For sure. What was the other trailer? Logan,
yes. Those are probably my two top favorites.
I think I'm going to go with those three. And probably in that order because those trailers all give me like a fuzzy warm feeling when I watch them. So I'm good.
I'm going to add Justice League to that list.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Star Wars Episode 8 is out next year, too.
Christmas. Okay, yeah. I've changed. Oh, yes. I want to see more Kylo. More Kylo.
Yeah.
And more tantrums.
How about you, Sarah?
Yeah, more lightsaber reading.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Let's see him destroy more of, you know, the giant.
More of his computers.
Right. Their IT guys are so ticked off. It's like he busted another one.
I love that, what is it, Starkiller Base? I can't get off of that. That's
cool.
My favorite Kylo.
Now, how about you? What are you looking forward to next year?
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Because... I love Star Wars. Justice League, which is funny because I've never been interested in any DC movies for a long time.
Right.
And now it's like, oh, okay. I get to see Aquaman and everything. And as for
that should be good. They got to redeem themselves for me.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's add Thor Ragnarok to that list, too.
Oh, more Loki, please. Can we have more Loki? Because this would be, more Loki.
And I just mentioned I saw Chris Hemsworth in person this year and Tom Hiddleston.
That's right. We were jealous.
Jealous.
Chicago.
That leads me to my next question. We covered a ton of events this year, separately and together.
Yeah.
Who was, I know your answer, but let's hear it anyway.
Okay.
Who was your favorite celebrity to meet this year?
This is the year I met Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
So, and that's been a lifelong dream since I was like 10. So that's not to reveal my age, but if you can do math, 25 years in the making. So that was the best moment I think I had of 2016. And he said he liked my outfit.
Yeah. Cool.
And so in the 2 seconds that I actually got to interact with him, I was very pleased with what happened. So we'll go with that.
How about you, Sarah?
Okay. Person I was glad to meet this year. Sarah Waterraven.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Author extraordinaire.
And also, it was great getting to meet Tom Wopat.
Yeah.
Called you darling.
Uh-huh.
And sweetheart.
He's a southern gentleman.
He really is. I know he didn't mean it, but he said it, and I'm happy.
He was one of my favorites, and you know who my favorite was.
Karen Allen?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Karen Allen from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Triggered.
Everyone my age had a crush on Leia back then.
Yeah.
I had a crush on Marion from Raiders.
Oh,
and I was so nervous doing
that
interview.
But you nailed that interview, though.
Thank you.
You really did. And she was just charming. Like, I loved meeting her.
Can I also say that I saw a lot of Christopher Lloyd
this year.
So I probably saw him like 4 times, and I did his security, and it's like, I think we're basically best friends now.
Oh, right on.
I'm not sure. I do have his water bottle at home. I don't know if that makes us best friends, but I think
totally.
I know. We gotta go back to the future. He's so tiny, and he can't hear anything for him.
Now, of all the stuff we got the Geek did this year, like, what was your favorite event? There was a lot. We did a lot this year.
I liked our con.
Yeah.
Back in the spring.
Both of them, Civil War,
both of them were really good, but the first one, the one in the spring, was like amazing.
Yeah.
I liked them both. I liked the second one a little better because I actually had time to relax and talk to everybody. Well, I was running around like crazy.
I think that being the new venue, it was kind of like, okay, how's this going to go? And then you got a real good vibe off of that one, and then it was like, by the time the next one came, you're like, I'm an expert at this. Just execute the plan. It's all going to come together, and it really did.
Yeah.
But I'd say like, I really like that Civil War one, though. Like, yeah. Well, I think it's because I was captain, so you can't really beat that part of the whole thing.
And the second one was the Rogue One Geek Recon.
Yeah.
Now, you were kind enough to shoot us some video trailers for that one. When we go before interviewing our first guest, we're going to show one of the trailers you made.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
Well, you can expect a lot more content from the We Got the Geek YouTube channel this year. So I'll tell you that much. This is the year of the YouTube channel.
Exactly. We appreciate that. Thank you for helping us out with that.
You're awesome, Danielle.
Now, on that note, when we come back, we'll have our first guest, Sarah Waterring.
All right.
All right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Christmas special. We need Muppets.
Yeah. We need
Our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
11,000 planes take off.
This is Delos Control Tower. Go ahead.
And 11,000 planes land.
I've got 230 people flying on petrol fuel.
But tonight, on Christmas Eve...
The tracking system's down.
Oh, God, no.
We need to land now.
It will all
switch
come...
Switch the backup systems.
ILS landing system is down.
Someone shut us down.
To a complete
They've
stop.
Taken over the airport.
Is the only chance anyone's got.
How can the same thing happen to the same guy twice?
Bruce Willis, Die Hard 2. Die Harder.
All right, we met our first guest at Hamilton Comic Con a couple years ago. Actually saved me from having a terrible time. Since then, she's helped us out with the Rogue One Geek Recon, the Civil War Geek Recon, and was a table maid at Articon.
That's right, yeah.
She's also the author of the awesome Detective Doherty.
Doherty.
It's Doherty.
Is it?
Yeah.
We'll ask her about
We'll ask her when she comes out here.
We're going to get the experts.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
She's got a new one coming out next year. We'll talk to her all about it.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a movie eventually, so we really should.
She
it's
wants
good that we know her now.
Spoiler,
ooh,
but she wants
Harrison Ford is Doherty.
She's the next big thing, you guys. So
she's huge.
Yeah,
she's
why we booked her tonight.
She's a friend of ours. She's an honorary member of the podcast. We're going to bring her out here right now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Waterraven.
Yeah, Sarah! Woo!
Sarah Waterraven.
Here she is, guys. Next week.
So, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Can you tell us a little bit about the origin of Detective... It's Doherty, right?
Detective Doherty. We had a Doherty. We had a fight about
Scottish.
We had fisticuffs. Detective Doherty.
I thought there was a fight.
Yes.
Did you guys place bets? You should have done that.
Yes. Where did the idea come from for the book series?
I was picking up horse manure. If you've ever cleaned a stable in your life, amongst the flies and the stench, you tend to lose your
thoughts.
Yeah, I was messed up. And so while I was sitting there, you know, forking over manure into the wheelbarrow, I started daydreaming. And I started daydreaming about a detective, and he's in this office, and he's goofy, and he seems like he doesn't know what he's talking about or what he's doing. And I just imagined as well this very OCD, arrogant vampire sitting in the chair, rolling his eyes the whole time. Like,
were they with you doing the manure then? And you're like,
in my mind,
they were.
You know, when you don't have a lot of friends growing up, you make a lot of imaginary friends.
Well, oh yeah. We like them in the book, so...
Oh, good.
How do you imagine them? Awesome.
Cool. Now, what can you tell us so far about the third book, which is coming out next year, right?
Yes, the third book's coming out next year. I'm hoping to debut it at Ad Astra, which is a science fiction literary convention. Hopefully, they'll take me back. I've been on programming with them for several years now.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to do is debut it there. I'll probably, if they'll have me, do a reading. But we're looking at that, I think, for around May. This book takes things to a little bit of a different level. The first two books, you're still kind of getting to know the characters. They're on cases that are building. And in the background, I have these subplots moving along. And in the third book, you're finally seeing some of those subplots poke out a little bit more. So now you're like, oh, that's where that guy came from. That's where this guy... Okay. But it also focuses around an occult. And they love the color purple. And I'm having a very good time writing this book because I believe it's a French name, and I pronounce it in my mind Gagnon, and I don't think that's right.
Gagnon.
Yeah, and I pronounce it totally wrong. And in my mind, I just kind of went with the joke that I knew I wasn't pronouncing it correctly. So now there are these followers called Gagnonians, and they're all a part of this cult.
So now you know how to pronounce that.
Yes, Gagnonians. Yeah. Okay. So my characters for the first time will be facing religious fanatics and will be going through their own trials at the same time and trying to get rid of, I guess what's happening in the story is magical creatures, fairies, and other kin. So the other kin of magical kind, which would be vampires and werewolves, they are living in society with us, and for about 10 years, it seems that things have been going well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They seem to be assimilated into society, and we seem to think that we're doing well. However, underneath is this fragile layer that's starting to crack.
Soon enough,
break.
There'll be a backlash. Like,
yes.
We'll be like, wait a minute, kind of like X-Men.
Yeah, kind of like X-Men. Yeah. And in this sense, we were wowed by the magic at first. We were thinking, oh, pretty fairy women and, you know,
nice.
Cute little pixies and whatnot. But now we're starting to see that there are dangerous things that come along with this. And it's not just the magical creatures that are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Will we be seeing more of Roisin?
Rasheen.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
With names,
I like it.
I'm just gonna stop talking.
You stick with your interpretations. Yeah, I'm happy. That's the thing about art.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Okay,
you can imagine them however you want to. As
exactly.
Well.
I
love like have your concept.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Rasheen is in the story. She is playing a large role, but maybe not in the way that you're expecting.
Okay.
So yeah, she will be there. I hope you still like me after.
That could be a hint.
Ominous.
Yeah.
Ominous.
Yes.
It's good to have some cliffhangers.
That's right. Gotta keep you guys guessing. I gotta break your hearts a little bit.
I wanna see a play of this, like, because I need to see some visuals, because now that we know you, it's like, you know, we can say, like, hey, what did you intend for this, or what, you know, and then, like, have it be a whole thing.
Yeah, I would love to see
a movie eventually.
I'd love to see a visual production of it. I don't know if they would translate as well in movies as they would in a series, such as a Netflix series or an HBO series, because of the intricacies.
If anybody that works for Netflix or HBO is going to watch this YouTube video,
you know, we got a hot tip for you.
This is the next J.K. Rowling.
I'm an actor, and
you heard it here first.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to be in it.
That's right.
I have to.
Okay,
be in
Sarah and Harrison Ford are my choices for your Netflix series.
Thank you.
I'd be in it too. Is there?
We should all be in it. We should all be in it.
Is there a roommate? I haven't got there yet.
Okay, you're gonna get to a place.
Okay.
I don't
want
to give anything away for those who haven't read the books. Yeah. But I do want to say I don't think Harrison Ford would fit because the detective is a short, fat man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one.
Harrison Ford's too handsome, and I still have his baby.
I don't have the short part.
You don't
want to
have Dougherty's babies. Yeah.
All right.
You could do a prequel where he was like hotter, and then Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Again, he's older now.
I always, as a young man, I always pictured him as a young, like very dorky looking Val Kilmer. With glasses and a sort of British Scottish intermixed accent.
Val Kilmer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now. Holiday season's upon us.
Oh, yeah.
How do the Water Ravens celebrate the holidays at your place?
You're looking at it. I just find the geekiest thing I can attach myself to, and that's how I celebrate.
Well, I guess it's your Harry Potter Christmas movies. So
yes.
Actually, I've been watching all of them, like, over the Christmas season, because it does happen in the Hogwarts world.
Yes.
So, that's, yeah.
And they're in
the
school.
Ravenclaw,
that's correct. I'm a Ravenclaw.
Cool.
We do. We watch the Harry Potter movies. I love Arthur Christmas. I don't know if any of you
did.
Oh, it is so funny. Yeah, it is so funny. I don't know why that movie isn't, like, just everywhere. More people aren't talking about it. It's very funny. You really have to pay attention to the dialogue to get the humor. Yeah. I recommend Arthur Christmas.
Very important question for you, then. Do you consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I have a confession to make. It's something that I didn't want to tell you guys, especially in front of all these viewers.
Tell me you have seen it, right? You have, right?
I've never seen Die Hard.
Oh, my God.
Then
you
Sarah.
Don't know any version of Yippee-ki-yay, Mother F is.
No.
Have you heard
listen.
That?
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, people. Listen. Remember when I told you?
Hans Gruber.
Remember when I told you I had to make friends? Remember when I told you I had to make up friends while I was making manure? No one said I had to watch Die Hard, and it didn't happen.
That's coming.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm coming over.
I love you.
You're the movie.
I watched it as
right.
a Christmas movie last week.
Yeah.
Danielle knows what it's, where yeah. it's at. You're still our friend.
Good.
Now, we're full of ourselves, obviously, at the podcast, and you've helped us out on numerous times. What was your favorite We Got the Geek event this year?
Definitely, I agree with you on the second con, the Rogue One con. It was a very relaxed atmosphere. It was great. Connected. Danielle and I got closer, which is, you know.
I died in your arms tonight.
They're like the Hall & Oates of the podcast.
Yes. For those of you, who are new, I met Danielle at a... I met Danielle at Articon, and the both of us apparently were messaging Jason about each other, and he finally says to me, I feel like I'm setting you two up on a date or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, will she like me?
Yeah.
Will she like me?
Yeah. It's so true.
What if Danielle doesn't think I'm cool?
It's yeah. like grade four, you know? Like, you're like passing notes about something yeah. that you like.
It's yeah. exactly what happened. I'm like, will she be my friend?
But you know what?
Do you think she'd let me add her to Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
That's the power of conventions, because you and I became good friends through
That's
a convention,
right.
too.
That's right.
You saved my convention that day.
Yeah, I was just sitting in my booth doodling, because none of us were doing anything.
Yeah. And Jen Frankel introduced us.
Yes, Jen Frankel.
Hi, Jen Frankel.
She's a gem.
Yeah,
she's a gem.
Jen.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before we go to the next segment, you've actually created a trailer for your book series recently.
I have.
And it was really awesome. You should
Thank
be proud
you.
Of it.
Thank you.
It's
right.
award-winning. It, like, when I was watching it, I was like, did M. Night Shyamalan direct this trailer, or did Sarah do that? And then I was like, it looks like M. Night, but I think Sarah might have done her own work on this.
I'm going to leave that one a mystery.
Yeah. Okay.
And just
but
let viewers
it's that
decide.
Good. Like, yeah. you're like, I'm watching a very high-quality trailer.
Thank right. you.
Before you leave the stage,
yes.
I have something really important to ask you. These guys know I'm going to ask you.
What's yeah. happening?
All right. You've been kind enough to be an honorary member of us
mm-hmm.
for the last few months. You've helped us out at Articon and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider being a full-time member of the podcast?
Of course!
Yay.
Okay. We're group
she
hugging.
Said yes. Right.
We're group hugging.
All right.
A thousand times, yes.
You can help us out with some interviews and stuff at different shows. And...
I would love to.
All right.
I
Thank
would love
you.
To.
Would you like to sit up here with us for the next interview with Candy Cosplay?
Oh, all right.
We'll be back with our next guest.
All right.
A
Thank
word
you.
From our sponsors.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
But for police officer John McLean,
right.
It's just another Christmas.
You're the wrong guy in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Story of my life.
What's up, guys? We're back. So now we're moving on to our next interview. We've got two amazing cosplayers. Well, one photographer and cosplayer, and one cosplayer and artist and multi-talented, extraordinaire person. So we've got P Photo as Effie from Hunger Games in Christmas attire, and we've got Candy Cosplay coming on the show. Welcome, ladies.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. The studio audience is a big fan. That's
That's love
why
your
you
work.
Got some live clapping.
We have a great live audience for this. This is awesome.
For our first annual Christmas show.
Yeah.
This is great. We got the geek. So welcome, guys, to our program.
Thank you for having
us. Now people can actually see you live and talking.
Yeah.
Instead of just podcasting. Look at that. So we were just wondering, because we were talking about, like, you know, movies and, like, favorite geek moments and stuff. Do you guys have any movies that you really loved and or hated this year?
You want to go first?
Yeah, I guess. I can't talk too much about it because I don't want to spoiler anyone.
Yeah.
But I absolutely loved Rogue One.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I was not expecting to like it as much as I did, but mm-hmm. I friggin' loved it.
Fair point.
So, yeah, I don't want to say anything, but yeah. I just want to put that out there.
But well, for everyone that's going to see it, she's saying it's worth seeing.
Go see it.
There you go.
You got to see it. And don't get discouraged because it doesn't seem to fit with the rest of it.
Yeah.
Write it out. So worth it.
Yeah. It's its own little thing.
It is.
For sure.
Mine, I'd have to say, is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yes. Oh, okay. That was a very cute one.
Fantastic.
I haven't seen it yet either, so.
Okay.
I won't say much about it either because you guys haven't seen it, but yeah, it's very fantastic with fitting. Like, it fits a bit in with the Harry Potter franchise.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling they're going to fit it in even more as they go along.
Oh, cool.
Did you find it refreshing that they were all adult characters versus being in a school setting?
I did, and I also liked the way the Newt kept saying muggle.
Yeah.
I
would
correct her every time she said nomad. She'd be like, muggle. And I love that. And I also love that he's a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
You don't find that out till later.
They are so cute. I identify strongly as Hufflepuff,
but they don't tell you he's Hufflepuff. You see him with a scarf.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly.
Yeah,
and they talk about Dumbledore as well in it, so that's another tie-in. They even show Hogwarts in the opening scene when they're showing a newspaper.
Okay.
They're showing little clippets, and you get to see Hogwarts sitting in there. So it ties. Yeah, it felt good for a little tie-in. They also mentioned the Lestrange family as well, so it has many tie-ins, which I felt great because I could relate to it at the same time as a whole new movie itself.
Oh, great.
There you go.
I have a question.
Oh.
What movies are you looking forward to the most this coming year?
I'm looking forward to the last installment of the Underworld franchise.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's
going to
be a good one.
Yeah. I have been obsessed with it since it started. I loved every single one, even the one that they did a prequel of and it kind of missed some stuff in it, because when they told the original story of what went on back in the past, it didn't touch on all of it in the movie.
Yeah.
I still loved it, though, as its own thing, because it had some of the characters still in it and you could relate. But the new one, I want to cosplay it.
You know, I'm bringing him back, because he was the original hybrid.
Speedman?
Yeah.
Scott Speedman, he's not labeled under the cast. Somebody else is labeled as hybrid Michael.
Okay.
So I have a feeling they're killing him.
Oh.
Because he's only hybrid Michael.
Right.
There's no actor casted as Michael Corbin.
Oh,
and
my.
In the previous movie, there were just flashes of him.
Yeah.
He wasn't in it, really. It wasn't even about him.
Exactly.
They've moved on from that, obviously.
Yeah, they've gone. It's Celine's.
Mm.
It's gone back to just being Celine's movie, which I love, because Kate Beckinsale.
She's great.
Yeah. She's ageless. She never ages.
I know.
I'm like, what, like, are you really, like, indestructible? Like,
it has to,
immortal?
I'm sure it's the water in England.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be, because, I mean, look at all the great...
What about Betty White? She just kind of went backwards.
Oh, yeah.
She looked old on Golden Girls, and now look at her.
Now she looks, like, more vibrant than ever.
Yeah.
I have a different theory for her, but it takes too long to explain it right now.
Okay. So maybe on another episode of one of the many videos we're releasing.
She's Benjamin Button.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cell research.
I haven't heard that movie mentioned in a long time.
Okay.
So is the movie you're looking forward to?
I can't wait for the next installment of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's
yes.
I like little tiny, like, toddler group.
He was
the cutest
thing.
Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah.
Thor Ragnarok.
I was about to ask you that.
I can't believe that was your number one.
Because you've got the greatest Loki costume in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm actually going to... I'm updating Loki. I'm going to do another version.
Oh,
so I'm going to have two.
Awesome.
I'm not going to ruin the one, but I'm going to do, like, the more traditional with the brown cloak and everything.
That leads into what I was going to ask, too, because I was like, okay, obviously you're an awesome cosplayer, so we always look forward to the new stuff you have. have? So, like, what do you have that you're thinking about doing this year?
Well, the one that's been kind of floating around Facebook because I was taking ideas is Mercy from Overwatch.
Okay.
But I'm doing her Valkyr skin. I was going to do her original skin.
Yeah.
Then I went and Googled her because I don't play Overwatch. My husband does.
Yeah.
And I looked at her. I'm like, why did you tell me she had a skin like this? She's, like, literally a Viking. So that made me fall more in love with it because she was a Viking.
There you go.
It's a really good one. That skin's really good. She showed me the difference between the two, and I automatically, the one with all the armor, much more candy.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I think you promised us Jedi Ewok, so
that's
we're
right.
hoping Jedi Ewok comes out this year. Just a wish that we're putting
out
there.
Miss Hyde wrote me about that. She's like, so are you doing the Jedi Ewok?
Yeah. So not to say that if we'd be disappointed if we didn't see it, but kind of.
Not disappointed, but I also think maybe you should have another Ewok as an apprentice, and it should be Jace 2 dressed up as the Ewok.
It
apprentice.
Could be, yeah. He could be a
Ewok.
Yeah.
I think so.
We should just all be Ewoks.
This is Goonda. This is Goonda.
I'm signed on for this movie
because he's got the coloring of Chief Chirpa.
Mm-hmm. All right,
that's a good proposal.
I think it would work.
Or Master Logre.
Ooh, yes, Logre.
All
right.
See, all the best ideas are born when you just collaborate.
That could be a 6'2" Ewok.
Yeah, it happens, right?
Or Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. Chewbacca joins the Ewoks and is Jedi Chewbacca. That's the
Jedi Chewbacca. I'll be a Jedi Ewok and you can be Jedi Chewbacca.
Because he, without, you know, spoiler on, you know,
this is good.
Yeah.
All right.
George Lucas, I hope that you're watching this. Come back and direct this.
And Disney.
Yeah.
Disney, listen to us.
Not George.
That's right.
Yeah, Mickey.
Get past this.
Now, do you guys have a favorite geek event you did this year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one.
There were so many good ones.
I really loved
Yeti. Highlights.
Yeti? I got to give a shout-out to YetiCon.
I've heard that's amazing.
Yeah, it was really fun.
We want to do that one next year.
Yeah, it was great fun. Like, it's a gorgeous setting, especially being, you know, the photographer, getting to be able to go out and, like, have a really good place to shoot, not just have, like, hall shots or in front of windows or trying to find a planter or something. Yeah, it was just, there was just so many good places to go.
Oh, yeah.
Did I hear rumors of ziplining and, like, pool parties? Okay.
Yes.
And that was the rumors.
Are
true.
They are true. They are very true. Every single one you heard about that place, very true.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. YetiCon. Yeah.
How about you, Candy?
Mine, I would have to say probably for City Comic Con in London.
Oh, wow.
They treated me like I was family.
Oh,
and it was amazing. Like, the feeling of it was just amazing and genuine, and I loved every minute of it.
Oh, great.
You know one I like seeing you at this year? Jace Wars.
Yes.
Oh. That's a cute one.
Yeah.
I got my official pin that says...
I was proud of you when you
got that. My name on it. And
I loved that picture I took of you with the little boy.
Yes.
With BB-8.
With BB-8,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. That was the sweetest thing.
That was my first one, and I really liked it. Like, I was like, what a cute little thing,
that,
and I haven't been, but
that
was amazing.
Second time doing something with Jace Wars.
Yeah.
I went to the McMaster Sick Kids Hospital and Ronald McDonald House and did an event there with them. I went back to McMaster Sick Kids, but they I don't think Jace Wars was able to come that time.
Oh, okay.
So I just went with Brampton Iron Man and all that, and we just had fun with the kids, and I went as Loki again.
That's
and
cute.
Husband went as male Loki.
I'm sure that they loved it.
Yeah.
So
we make the kids beat up my husband.
Oh.
We're like, get Loki, because some of the kids don't realize I'm Loki because I'm a girl.
Oh.
So we're like, get Loki, and make them beat him.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yes.
When you can't beat up your husband, you get children to do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Or the son. Or always a good plan.
She'll send them to the Hunger Games.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Can you say the line?
The line?
Oh, may the odds be forever. Yeah. You know.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yay!
Very nice. Very nice.
And on that note,
I want to thank you guys for being here tonight and for all the stuff you've helped us out with, like, this last year.
No,
like,
problem.
We appreciate it.
A great year. We couldn't have done it without you.
You guys are like family.
Oh, you are too. And P.S., I can't believe it's been a year. A year ago tonight, you guys were doing that lightsaber battle in front of the movie theater.
Yeah, exactly.
We were
freezing our butts off and trying not to fall.
Tried so hard not to fall.
I wore heels.
I feel like Perfect. Something similar may have happened on Thursday as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. Jordan outside.
Well, yeah, we saw a lightsaber battle break out. Yeah.
As we're trying to do an interview and not pay attention to the lightsaber battle going outside, and we're all just
there's
kind of
always,
going.
There's always something like that. We've been interrupted by, like, Daleks fighting and droids. Yeah. And, like, we always hear it.
How could you possibly have a movie premiere without, like, some sort of fight? In
yeah, yeah. Agreed.
I mean, come on.
It was, the fight was in him. The dark side was strong. So, yeah, I get it.
All right. Well, if we don't talk to you, have a great holiday.
Yes, and you.
Have a great New Year. Well, I'm sure we'll see you many times next year.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for being on our live show.
We'll be, you're not getting rid of us now.
Awesome. No.
We are yours.
Yeah.
We've claimed you.
Thank you.
You can be on the show anytime. Well, Jedi Ewoks this year, 2017. Jedi Ewoks.
And Chewie.
Yeah. Featuring Chewie.
No, no, it's happening.
I'm about to hold him down and dress him. Every time he's like,
wait, can I wear the Chewie belt?
Your Chewy mask.
All right.
The Chewy mask.
Can you do your Chewy voice?
I don't have a Chewy voice.
I don't.
Let's wait. Nice. Right.
And
right
now,
another interview.
A word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
Don't forget that report, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
Let's bring up the Lauren Show, Lauren, and her wonderful cosplay fiancé, Tim. Yay!
Oh, oh.
Are you investigating
the stage? Entrance.
There you go. Yeah, that was impressive. That. I was happy about that.
I like how we all froze.
<He's> like,
what do we do?
Nobody move.
Yeah.
Nobody move. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, very nice to have you here. So I guess first off, we're going to go with movies. Because
we've been talking about all day long,
and we want to know from the both of you your favorite movies this year and the ones that you didn't really like.
Yeah. Like that were released this year?
Yeah.
Try to think back to January, you know, time travel a little in your mind.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
been a magical time.
Like stuff where you were like, your heart jumped or your.
Civil War came out this year, right?
Yeah, we said that too.
Yeah, we had a thing about that. So,
there you go.
I really like Civil War. I mean, I really like Star Wars. That's the thing that jumps out the most, other than it being Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh man, there's Star Trek that came out this year. Star Trek.
Oh,
this was the first year there was a Star Trek and a Star Wars out in the same year.
Oh, yeah. So which side are you on, Lauren? Which side are you on?
Uh-oh. Well,
she fell asleep in Star Wars, so I'm guessing Star Trek.
Oh. Can I just
Me too.
Oh yeah.
And as it started both times, both Force Awakens and Rogue One, I screamed out just as it a galaxy far, far away, whatever, I'm just like, you told me you were taking me to see Star Trek.
Oh, burn.
It's like a Star Wars. And I'm gonna
say you're such a bitch.
Yeah. Can I just segue for 1 second? Because I know you had an awesome Star Trek moment this year. I only know from Instagram, I didn't actually talk to you in person, but it seemed like you were pretty excited about it. So can you
really
talk about
excited.
That part?
So I guess I can talk about it now since it will be released within the week.
Okay,
but,
there you go.
About 2 months ago, a friend started sending me posts about a casting agency that were asking for people with Star Trek cosplays to submit photos for some 50th anniversary thing. It was like a week or two after the anniversary, so I was like, what the heck? But anyways, I submitted like a bunch of my stuff, and about 3 days before we went into production, they sent me an email saying, we want you.
So, yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
I
would have quit. I would have been like, I quit. Star Trek, bye.
It was just a commercial.
Okay.
But it's
awesome.
It's a Star Wars commercial that will air during the 12 Days of
Star
Space.
Star Wars Miss. Or Star Trek?
Star Trek. You know what? I do this all the time.
That's okay.
You know what? Wars. Trek Wars.
Stargate? Yeah.
Whatever.
No. Yeah,
it's the only one I don't mess up.
Hybrids exist. Yeah. Hybrids exist. It's
I'm
okay.
A hybrid.
Our wedding is Star Trek Star Wars. Yeah. So, like,
oh, that's fantastic.
I've seen a Jar Jar with a Star Trek.
Could it be Star Trek Wars?
Yeah.
Star Trek Wars?
Trek Wars?
Trek Wars. So where can we see this little ditty that you were in?
I was told it's going to start airing on the 26th during the 12 Days of Spacemas on Inner Space.
Okay.
Cool.
So the premise behind it is there is a Klingon accountant whose birthday is being dismissed or ignored by his family and coworkers, and then we're all like, hey!
Oh, there you go.
Happy birthday!
I can't wait to see that.
It's pretty cool. I really like it.
I hope that you post that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Diverse.
That's right.
That's awesome.
You guys probably know him. It's Dale Wills from the Holodeck Follies.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the only person I knew that was in on it, too.
That's
so
wicked.
It was pretty cool.
Okay.
But, yeah, so
looking forward to this.
We filmed for, like, two hours.
Nice.
Got to meet some other Trekkies.
What a good moment.
Right?
Love it.
Well, congratulations from all of us.
Thank
you. We got the geek.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
And I get paid for it.
Yeah.
That's wicked. Well, okay, sorry, I'm going to do another segue, not to get away too far from the movies, but you mentioned Star Trek, Star Wars wedding, so
yes.
I'd like to talk about that moment for you this year, because you guys
engaged.
At a con. So can we talk about how you did it? It was, like, super romantic, this?
I knew she'd want pictures.
Oh.
So I waited because
it was
in the middle of a photo shoot.
Oh,
when
yeah.
She knew something was up when I had an idea for a pose because I never had any ideas.
No. But I was like, oh my God, finally.
Yeah,
he's getting into it.
Yeah. So you were already super excited about that.
And, like, then her surprise face surprised you.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even speak.
Yeah,
he just sat there like,
oh shit.
Yeah. Did you say that when you proposed? You just said, oh shit, and then Lauren's like, yeah, and then that was it.
No, it was,
she had to coax me.
Are you going
to
say anything?
I have. Guys,
so
we didn't bring any Kleenex for the show, but we should have. Because we need to. Oh,
so many tears.
Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're excited.
We'll expect our invitations in the mail, but that's another. Yeah.
It's still not until 2018.
Okay.
So
after, Infinity Wars.
Trump doesn't.
Very cool.
Thank you.
No nukes drop. Yeah, no Death Star.
There's still a world.
Actually, there could be a Death Star at the wedding if you wanted, I guess. That'd be awesome.
The thing, your wedding will have to change to post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic
wedding. Yeah.
Mad Max theme. It's going to be great.
Zombie wedding.
There you go.
So if you guys are still alive and you have your wedding and there could be
Instead
zombies.
Instead of doing wreck the dress after, I can do it before.
Yeah.
Right. Very cool.
You know.
Just the mission of getting to the dress that my mother's.
I'm really looking forward to this wedding.
Yeah. You volunteered to cosplay.
Please film it. Please film it.
Yeah, there will be. We're still trying to, like, look for a venue and such.
Oh, yeah.
Tatooine is probably the one.
It's not on my skin, and I'm not too fond of blue milk.
Okay. I'm going to say Andor then. It's nice and lush.
Yeah, I like that.
Could blow on a speeder bike.
And I got some furry little Ewoks.
I was going to suggest Alderaan, but
too soon still.
Alderaan
places.
Yeah, I know, right?
See what you did there.
I'm loving City.
Yeah.
Star Trek Beyond?
Yes.
With the artificial gravity and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, you guys just float around for a while.
Cool.
That's what I'm thinking.
Anti-grav wedding.
Will they be Klingons at the wedding?
Klingons are not accepted at
all. Okay.
That's I just thought I'd ask.
Thing and they know what they did.
Okay.
My bat laugh at home.
There could be creatures, though.
Klingon ale. I mean, humans just can't handle it.
No.
Right.
And I don't like to eat things that are still alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So no goth.
Yeah, no goth.
The fact that I know what that was.
That was beautiful. I'm very proud.
Thank you. I try.
Very proud.
Nerd.
Now, I'd like to ask, do you have any upcoming events for the Cosplay Cup?
We have in January, I believe it's January 12th, the second Saturday of January, we have a Cosplay Cup / Snowman Series mashup, and we're doing billiards.
Okay.
So, a day, an afternoon of billiards and pool. And then at the end of January, we'll be doing the annual hockey cosplay cup.
Oh,
but
great.
For the first time, since it's been requested for over a year now, we are also moving, having an additional game set up. 1 week will be in Toronto, as per usual, and the second week it will be in Hamilton.
Nice.
So, for the people that live in, like, Burlington, Niagara area, it's easier because they can't get to Toronto.
Yeah.
They complain often. So I would like to appease the masses.
That sounds good.
Very
well,
cool.
Sarah and I were talking about mermaid school earlier, and do you think there'll be a mermaid cosplay cup, maybe? It's like mermaid races.
That could definitely be something we could set up for the summer, because
rent a pool and sign up.
Well, but you can do challenges in which
best synchronized swimming,
and then there's a flowy thing, and then you have to like either walk.
That's a good
It's
one.
Like,
I like it.
Potato sack races,
like aerial hopping on water.
Yeah,
this works. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Like great. There can be crab cakes.
Yeah.
We were gonna go big though. We were gonna sell a couple of our organs that we didn't need, just so we could get those silicone tails.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, look really good.
I don't need sale everywhere.
Yeah, no, I really don't.
You can have bedtime tails, guys. Don't need to do it.
Right, so that it can be more legit.
I keep saying I want to subject myself to like experimentation so I can get gills and webbed feet.
That's right.
And I'm okay.
I'm with you on this.
Right?
Therapy, I'm cool with.
Oh. I need some adamantium, I think.
Oh, Arthur Curry.
Are you a wizard?
What? Yeah. Call me Aquaman. I don't care.
Yeah.
But that wears off.
Yeah, but it's like after an hour or two.
Okay, that's true. Okay. Yeah.
I have a very important question to ask you guys.
Oh.
So the Christmas season's upon us, and I just have to know, do you guys consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh, God, yeah.
Awesome.
This is going to be the running question at the end of every interview.
So
now.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
Oh,
I watch it every Christmas Eve.
Okay. Well, yeah, I consider anything like with a Christmas hat, tree, anything as a Christmas movie.
Lethal Weapon.
GB2, Ghostbusters 2, they wear Christmas hats in one scene where they're running, so Christmas movie.
All
That's
right.
why I'm doing
All right.
this. Because,
All right.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
Yeah,
You're a
go.
Wise woman.
Amen.
All right, well, I just want to say I appreciate everything you guys have done for us over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my favorite Lauren moment this year was you running around dressed as Spider-Man with the shield at the first time.
I've got the shield!
Yeah, that was a good one. That made the Civil War con.
That made my day.
I was almost going to go buy that because I worked at Spirit Halloween for October, and there was giant shields, and on half off day, I was totally contemplating getting my own shield, so that could be my own cosplay. I can run around a con.
You can say Underoos.
Got the shield.
Yeah.
Underoos got the shield.
I have Underoos. I have a Lauren highlight too, because she was a T-Rex when I was running the DeLorean booth at ToyCon, and she tried.
Day.
Yeah, she tried to eat the DeLorean with the T-Rex.
Nice.
So that for me was really So it was like Jurassic, Back to the Future, and then eating of children. So
I have a Lauren moment too. It's when at the ToyCon, and I put in so many raffle tickets for that table with the Archie comics, and I won it, and I was just so happy to help out a cause that she really believes in, and I got a really kick-ass table.
There you go.
I was thrilled.
She's going to cry, I think.
More stuff on the way.
Yeah, more stuff, because I have to add to the table for when we get our place, so, you know.
Well, we have entertainment TV thing in the works.
There you go.
She needs a whole dining room set, a whole living room set.
Well, heck,
we just all need
to do the dining room set
we have. Hallway table.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Tim.
That's okay.
I'll send you pictures of it to let you know how it's doing.
Yeah.
That's how you know I love what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. With my
visitation.
Favorite comics. But it was a table that we sat there going,
we don't.
Absolutely. We can get something else.
I'll tell a bedtime story. It's going to be fine.
Oh, God. The next thing is like a big 4-foot, like, 2-foot tall.
Well, there's two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Geek furniture should be more of a thing.
It should.
There's a real market for that.
There's a slight thing, like I was possibly considering starting a page on Etsy or something.
Absolutely.
Just to,
if
it might, or shows.
Yeah.
Shows was the main thing, to raise money for various charities and to also raise awareness for various charities as the awareness is also brought to me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was a great idea. And honestly, if I sold it on Etsy, I would most likely, other than the shipping costs.
Shipping's something to look out for.
Oh, yeah.
Still totally just put it all towards charity.
Wicked.
Well,
awesome.
Again,
that's page in the works.
Thanks for everything this year. Congratulations to you guys.
Yay.
As long as I keep having geekery cons, I'm going to keep asking you to be a featured guest.
Well, I would definitely love to come, and if he doesn't work, he'll be
right
back. We'll be back with another interview.
Momentarily.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Jarvis, target extremis heat signatures disable with extreme prejudice.
Yes!
What are you waiting for? It's Christmas. Take him to church.
All right, ready?
Yeah! Action.
Oh, all right. For our next interview, we've already got everyone up here, as you can see by the lovely stage arrangement.
It's a full house.
We had full house here. So,
complete.
From my left to right, we have Brittany Quinn.
Yeah.
Yay.
We have Acid Rain Cosplay.
Woo-hoo!
Holiday Harley Quinn. We have The Invasion, Skeletor.
Yeah.
And look, Kylo Ren's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
The real one. All right, go.
Oh, okay. So over here, guys, I'm just wondering about your favorite geek moments of this year. That's what we've been asking everyone.
Oh, God, Star Wars.
Star Wars?
Yeah, sure.
Rogue One, right?
Rogue One.
That kind of beats it. Well,
we went to the
event on Thursday, so what did you guys think of the movie then? You just loved it, or what?
From beginning to end, they did all the right things. They paid the right respect to the originals.
Awesome. I have to give you guys a shout-out, because I know you came in character, so you were Sith Rey, and you were, was it Mandalorian something?
Yes, I was just a random Mandalorian that I made up.
And good shout-out for your lightsaber battle that was happening outside of the theater, because there you go. So, because it was a crazy, snowy, like, Hoth-like day, and you guys, like, brought your A-game for the cosplaying and for the pictures. Oh, we're just saying goodbye to some fellow cosplayers that are leaving.
I was going to say to these guys, I think I met them for the first time last year, either at the GTA Comic Con or our Star Wars event.
Yes.
I think it was your Star Wars event.
Yeah.
And you were Jar Jar.
Yeah. Oh, Jar Jar.
Which was fantastic.
Jar Jar. He's terrible.
He's the only Jar Jar cosplayer we know.
Yeah.
So if you need Jar Jar for the event,
no one else
you got
is brave
it.
Enough.
And I've gone on record saying this as well. I had met the Invasion about three or four times. Wearing different masks, and he came up to me as Thor at another convention, and I didn't know who he was. Jay, we've met a few times. I was Jar Jar. Like, oh, cool.
Right.
That's the thing with cosplay. You meet people, but you can't really get offended when they don't know who you are, because even with wigs, I get messed up. I'm like, you are... Yes, I know your face, but...
I think that's the best part, when you go up to one of your friends.
You're like, this is really me.
And you're like, just staring at them doing something really weird. Like, who is this guy? And then you take the mask off, they're like, oh!
All right.
It's a good feeling, yes.
I also want to give you guys props for your... I'm sorry, I don't know her name, but like the other... So Skeletor's wife? Is it his wife?
Evelyn.
Yes, okay. So you guys do an awesome pair of that, and I really, really love it. And every time I see it, I'm just like, oh, my God. Because I'm just such a big, huge He-Man fan, and I really want to pay tribute to that. But you guys always do an awesome job.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out. My favorite cosplay of yours is Scarlet Witch from the Avengers.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
and,
I love Dan
that one. As far as the invasion is concerned, General Grievous, for sure, man.
Oh, yeah.
That one's epic.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any plans
for this? I was trying to shock people with that one as much
as possible. You did a good job.
Yeah. Stilts for the win. But, yeah, I was just saying, do you guys have anything planned for this year, cosplay-wise? Like, can you...
I normally keep my cosplay secret,
but okay.
I will tell some that I already have that I haven't used.
Okay, cool.
So, Reptile from Mortal Kombat.
Whoa.
And Vega, which I'm not allowed to use yet because it's all made out of metal and I gotta dull it down a bit.
Oh. Awesome.
Well, I know what I'm doing. 501st approved Stormtrooper.
Yay! Nice. Kylo!
Right.
It's gonna cost a lot of money. It's gonna be worth it.
Cool. I believe you.
The only thing I know I'll be working on so far is Marvel's Enchantress.
Oh, that's
yes. Oh, I'd love to see that.
Good time.
Cool. Yeah. Brittany Quinn, let's involve you a little bit. How long have you been cosplaying?
Oh, my goodness, 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Well, let me just say that when we were doing, so we got asked to do a mannequin challenge this year, so we were involved in that, and this was the only reason that I knew where it was happening, because I could see Brittany Quinn from afar in her bright jacket.
Right.
And that was one of my geek moments of the year, doing that.
Nice.
Maybe we'll show a clip of it. Somewhere.
Maybe
but,
we won't. We'll see.
Yeah, but it's basically like a bunch of us standing there. You know, Mannequin Challenge was hot this year, and we did a cosplay one. It was a lot of fun. So
cool.
That's where, how I know this really.
Where was the first place you did your cosplay at?
Oh, goodness. The movie theater when Suicide Squad came out.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
And you did some stuff with the Joker mobile, if I can remember that.
Yeah.
When they were filming in Toronto?
No, that was in Pittsburgh. They brought the purple Lamborghini.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. I actually dipped past security to get that place.
Oh, okay.
That was illegal. So
yeah.
Very cool.
That's a good
worth it.
Moment. Yeah, totally.
I'm going to ask my important question that I've been asking all night. You guys know it's coming. Holidays are upon us. Who here considers Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh, we just seeing it. Yeah.
Anything with snow in it is Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We're watching with the children.
And also, an equally important question for Acid Rain cosplay. What's your favorite Duran Duran song?
Oh, that's a tough one. View to a Kill, probably.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. But we bonded over that one.
Oh,
night.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was your 80s Billy Joel angle.
No, no.
Because I was going to say Uptown Girl.
Yes. Girl. Yes, indeedy.
I'm a Bond fan, so.
Nice. Favorite Bond movie?
Live and Let Die for me.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Octopus.
That's a terrible one.
Whatever you grew up with is the best Bond film for you.
Yeah. Nothing with Timothy Dalton. I hate Timothy Dalton.
He's awesome.
I actually like this.
I love Timothy
did not like Timothy
Goldfinger?
Dalton.
Goldfinger? Anybody?
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Gold member?
Awesome.
I love the Pierce Brosnan ones. I thought he was very
good. Those were good. What else? What movies are you guys looking forward to in 2017? Yeah. We'll start with Ms. Quinn.
Goodness. Everything? Wonder Woman.
Yes!
Thank you. I said that too.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. That trailer gave me joy.
Yeah. You guys?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yay!
Yes.
We heard that one a bunch.
Episode 8.
Oh!
Yes.
Where Kylo reveals...
I think I have to go
spoiler.
With Thor.
Oh!
Yes.
For no reason whatsoever.
There should be an event for that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that.
You yes, could have indeed. Thor's her event.
You already
did. Yeah.
I have choices.
Yeah. I think that's there should be more Marvel-y type events.
Yes.
You may have Enchantress at that event.
Yeah, I have a Captain America outfit, so.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I have a question for Brittany Quinn.
Oh, goodness.
How do you feel, what was your first thought seeing Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman?
Number one, hot as hell.
Yes.
And yeah. I don't know if I can curse, but like the baddest lady ever. But the only criticism I have is I feel she could have been like, if it was a different actor, like taller, stronger, like more beefy, if you know what I mean. But yeah.
That whole first scene where she first showed up in costume was one of the most amazing intros in a movie ever, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's fantastic. Yeah. Easily the best part of Batman versus Superman, right?
Yeah.
That's how I feel, anyways.
You got some nice horns in the background here.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys all for being here tonight and for being on our first official YouTube video.
Yeah.
I know we're going to run into you guys many times this year, which is awesome. Early planning for GeekeryCon 4, by the way.
Awesome. Yeah.
And we got one final interview with the evil one coming up.
Oh, yeah. Save the best for last.
That's right.
Yes.
So thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
You're goofy. Don't piss me off, Art.
And we're back. Now, thank you, everyone, for following us along on this Christmas journey.
Yeah, it's been an epic journey.
It's been epic.
Oh, and by the way, we should clarify, we're all in cosplay.
Yeah.
Oh, correct.
You are.
Ravenclaw, just random Ravenclaw number two.
Yes. And
you are.
I'm a Ghostbuster without my gear, but, you know.
I'm 80s Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah, or
and
Qui-Gon.
Sarah?
I am a Twi'lek.
Yeah.
And we need to see more of this, because that was awesome.
Represent.
All right. Back to you.
Yeah, Water Raven.
Water Raven.
Thank you so much for being with us on this journey, on this holiday spirit time. And I'd like to introduce our last guest, the man, legend.
Yeah.
I may or may not have an altar in my house to worship him. I mean, maybe that's TMI. I don't know.
I saw it. It exists.
It exists.
Oh.
Yeah, I have an idol, too.
That's
well.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I have a
autograph.
I have a lot of pictures of me and him, so I can do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Big fan.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
What are you going to call yourselves?
We'll think about that.
Okay.
I think next episode we'll make sure that we come up with our names.
And have
I'll handshake.
I'll
decide who's clan leader.
Are you going to have a secret handshake?
Secret, obviously. Yeah.
Okay.
You're in, though.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
cool. I want to be in.
So without further ado,
yeah,
I'd like to introduce, I think it was Steeble Trump.
Trump or Trumple. I like Trumple. Trumple.
Like Trumple a lot.
Trumple's catchy.
Trumple, he can get up.
It's catching on.
You're going to be okay.
Hello.
I'm a little offended by this, but that's okay. We understand you're the media, and you guys always get your facts wrong.
Yeah. How's our microphone? Is the volume okay for you?
Steve Trump.
Okay. There you go. Because I know sometimes tech issues happen for you in your debates, and it affects your performance, so we wouldn't want that to happen tonight.
No, we don't.
Long
I mean, we're
going to
find out later.
Yeah.
My first question.
Yeah.
How do you keep that voice going for that long without it hurting your throat?
I don't know. I just started and hope for the best.
He was
when I first started doing this a couple days ago, I couldn't do it. It just hurt my voice all the time. But then I just kept going, and it just became great. I practiced all the time, by the way, and yeah, it just did work.
He was born that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Born
that way,
he was
right.
Born to play this part.
Gaga, but
yeah. Oh.
Good, by the way. But, you know, she's so good.
Right on.
Now, are you less or more evil?
Oh.
Trump's evil.
Saying Steve Trump is like saying
like,
Trump twice.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
So it's like a double boost of evil.
Yeah.
Double Trump. I'm actually here to make 2017 Comic-Con great again.
Oh, okay.
This all started because of you guys, you people with memes there. You put my beautiful face on Dr. Evil's body with that little quote that says, I'm going to build a wall and I'm going to put freaking lasers on it.
Oh, that
you brought this upon yourselves, Comic-Con people. Yeah.
I'd like to see that wall.
I want a recount.
I'm kind of excited about that.
You already had a recount.
I want another one.
Sure, take your money. Spend your money all you want. And it's just going to come up with more people for voting for me.
Wow. Yeah.
I want to see a mini Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
really?
Like a mini me with, like, the hair.
We were saying we missed the puppet.
Yes,
I
love the puppet.
We thought maybe you'd come with your puppet with a little wig on the puppet.
I know.
And I was going it was gonna blow my
next
mind.
Time,
okay, sorry,
next time.
I thought you were talking about my.
Oh man. Whoa. There are children watching this show right now.
They did get the little part right then.
Oh my god.
Well, my little is still bigger than what.
You're a tripod.
Your little Twi'lek thingy.
You're a tripod.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I thought that was mini me.
Okay. All right. This conversation's gotten really cool. Yeah.
I'm sorry. You asked me to introduce it. This is what you're getting.
Let's bring it back on track here. What do you think Dr. Stiebel's best interview was this year?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
He did some awesome ones in 2016.
Yeah. Let's hype you up a little bit.
Let's see. Dr. He had a great interview with the lady from Walking Dead.
Emily Kinney? No.
No, not her.
No?
She's cute, by the way.
Okay.
I said hello to her. She was quite impressed with me. It was really good.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to interview her. No. Anne Mahoney.
Oh.
She played the, how do you call it? She in the storage, you know, the gun librarian.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not the Wonder Librarian.
No,
but the
not
gun librarian.
I wasn't in that. I wish I was.
That could be your cosplay.
Yeah.
I have in Windsor, Ontario. She's really informative, told the doctor a lot.
Excellent.
He bragged about that one.
Nice.
Also, the fact that she took him out on the dance floor, he was quite happy with
cool.
That.
Sparks were flying.
I've told him this myself, but he did an awesome job on the Brian O'Halloran interview, I thought.
Brian O'Halloran, that one turned out pretty good. Yeah, Brian and the guys from Clerks were really good to him. I mean, he told me the story when he was there. He was nervous. He didn't know what to say. He totally forgot the movies. Even though he saw them, he liked them, but he forgot what happened in them. So he just went in and faked the interviews because of who they were. And he kind of got them to tell the story themselves, and it just worked out beautifully.
Nice.
Steve was a genius. Let me tell you.
Yes.
Hire him if you want. He's a good guy.
I liked your Jeffrey Wiseman. I know that was last year, but I loved it.
Jeffrey Wiseman,
Back to the Future guy.
That, obviously,
I love that. Yeah, obviously, I love that. I was watching it, and I was like, I'm so jealous when I'm watching this.
The funny thing about that, he was awesome. Which Jeffrey Wiseman told my cameraman at the time, Ed, he says, was I okay? Was this interview okay? So apparently he was as nervous as Dr. Stiebel was chatting with him.
Oh, wow.
And none of them knew it was going to happen. They're just trying to out-silly each other on that.
And he's George McFly, so that's a big deal.
George McFly 2, yeah.
Yeah, George McFly 2, only in the second.
Upside
third.
Down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also in the movie, as a team, they dressed him up like George, the younger version.
Prosthetics.
Yeah.
Some issues Back to the Future related, but we won't get into that
because
right now.
Someone didn't like the way it ended.
Oh, boy.
Don't speak to Crispin Glover about that. Don't interview him.
You're paid to be a doggy on that one and do what you're told, okay? Do what your daddy tells you to.
In your opinion, who is the better Christmas villain? The Grinch or Hans Gruber?
Oh, we know what you want.
Hans Gruber, hands down.
Yeah.
One track mind. Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
They should just be renamed the Die Hard Christmas special.
If it was me, special. I would have shot the guy. I would have taken care of him. Boom. Bang, bang. He's not as good as this guy. Yeah. I would have taken all that money. This is it. Hans just got sloppy.
Nice.
You're just saying. And the Grinch guy, he just can't get the job done either. Changed his mind at the last minute.
Want to see what happens to your gifts? Sorry. Oh, just being the Grinch for a second. Go ahead.
She changed his mind.
She's okay.
His heart grew, they say, 5 times. If that happened, he would have died.
Yeah.
Oh, gun librarian.
Gun librarian.
I keep feeling like your hair is coming from my head. It's like a lot. Don't make me evil during his interview.
The hair is a weapon.
My hair does have a mind of its own sometimes. I've been told.
The hair needs its own laser beams.
Sometimes, when it gets hungry,
freaking
it just
lasers
leaves my
freaking hair
and snacks on its own.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how that works.
Complicated.
Knew it.
Any movies you're looking forward to in the new year?
Well, we got that new Spider-Man Homecoming. The other two are bad.
Oh, no one's mentioned that yet tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, no one's mentioned that.
That's the first mention of that one.
Spider-Man, yeah.
That's because nobody's on level with the Trump here.
He knows all.
We're looking forward to Spider-Man, new Spider-Man, Marvel movie. Thor, Rangar, because you're going to have the Hulk in it. And Doctor Strange, from what I've been...
I'm so excited.
So stoked to see
that.
We got Justice League coming out. Is that true?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that was mentioned.
We're looking for that, yeah.
Perfect.
And my buddy Doctor's looking forward to the Wonder Woman movies. A bit of a pervert. Wonder Woman was...
We've heard that a lot tonight, too.
Calling the kettle black.
She was supposed to be ambassador to the UN, but a lot of people complained because they didn't like what she wore. Gosh, she's a fictional character. The artist can draw her with different clothes, okay? Get your act together. It's more important than a story about, like, the recount.
Yeah, oh, the recount.
Oh,
are you going to grab her pee?
Keyword? I'm going to grab Wonder Woman by the tiara.
Her pee. I was like, what is she saying? What is the pee thing?
No, it's like...
Apparently
oh, my God. The children. Sorry.
It offends people. I don't know why.
I just... Yeah, I know. It's like... I know, women's rights and all that. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I have a Dr. Steven moment I want to shout out for this year. I worked the DeLorean a couple times at Fan Expo and London Comic Con, and you tried to steal the DeLorean twice. And I love that. I love that about you. You always show up at the right time, and then you throw a little evil in there, and you always thank so much for doing that. We really appreciate it. You're on all of our podcasts most of the time. You're just kind of like, we're doing it. It's like, oh, Steve's here. And so you're a big-time star.
I want to throw out something to that event, too. You were kind enough to take a bunch of pictures of me while I was sitting in there. I didn't even realize it. And one day I get an email with all these pictures of me sitting in the DeLorean.
Oh,
I thought that was awesome. Thanks,
so
man.
So kind. We're ruining his reputation.
My friend Dr. Steve, sometimes he gets that way. He's feeling gracious because he was feeling gracious.
He wants to win the campaign. No, I'm just kidding.
No, because the doctor was there.
Yeah.
And he got to meet...
Christopher Lloyd. Yeah, my best friend.
It was really cool. He went over there beside him. He was afraid to talk to him because you know how it is. You know, don't talk to celebrities because they'll zap you with lightning and shit.
Yeah.
But he got behind him and says, you know, my time machine is better than yours.
Oh.
And he responded, I'll take your word for it.
I was waiting for the impression.
And then he smiled, and
Marty,
that's when we got the picture. He was all sitting there happy in the photo.
Aw, I love Christopher Lloyd. Show it to him. Be on this podcast, Christopher Lloyd, anytime.
Yeah. Christopher Lloyd, you're welcome to be on the podcast. You're one of the best parts of Back to the Future.
You're very nice. You
Michael J. Fox guy,
Shout out to Michael, too. Michael on the show. I know you're watching.
It's getting intense.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I just want to say,
This is heavy.
The first time I met Steve here, I was at a Geekery Con, and I'm sitting at my table, and I just see this man walking around rearranging other people's booths.
That's what he does. He
moving
improves.
Something here, flipping something over.
Yeah.
I was just
he
like,
creates chaos no matter what.
Jerk? And then I was like, oh my God, it's Dr. Evil. That's hilarious. And then he was like, Steve-O.
He lives a menacing dream.
It was good. It was very good.
The first time I met Steve-O was 2012, and I was Captain America at Niagara Falls Comic Con, and that has been a long-term friendship, and I'm always happy to see you at events.
And
so
I bring this up a lot too, because it meant a lot to all of us. I met him at Articon last year.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about me.
Oh,
oh,
there
he is.
Sorry.
My ears are burning.
He blew his cover.
Oh yeah.
Sarah,
I know.
I almost
cried thinking about you.
Do you remember where you were when you first met Steve?
The first time
I met Dr. Steve was at Well Comics. And
when I meet you, I didn't meet anyone with two penises on their heads before.
Oh, he said the P word.
Oh, bleep. They weren't on my head at the time, but yeah.
So what, the Well Comics event?
Yeah.
Was that the one where he jumped into the parade and started playing basketball?
Yes.
Okay.
That was fun, Rose Festival parade. He jumped right in. It was amazing.
In fact, my brother-in-law, Dean, saw that on Channel 10 and calls me up and goes, did I just see Steve-O playing basketball in a parade?
Maybe.
Have ball. We'll play hoops.
You've got game.
Doc's got game,
That's right.
White man can jump.
We can.
Yeah. 90s reference.
Yeah.
No, that old.
That's cool.
Starbucks,
yeah.
All right. Well, if we've learned anything tonight, we learned that
there's a lesson
the penis word got said on our show.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah. I guess some P word.
There was a pussy.
Penis.
Cat.
Oh, he said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cat.
No, I'm red right now, aren't I?
Yeah.
You're red because you're thinking about it.
Oh, my idol is fanning me. are you jealous?
I thought we were all evil laughing. No.
So I want to take this time to thank Dr. Stevel for being on our first official YouTube video.
Yay!
YouTube.
Let's also thank Acid Rain Cosplay,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Invasion,
yep. Invasion,
Brittany Quinn,
yep. Quinn.
Kylo Ren,
yep.
Candy Cosplay,
yes.
P-Photo.
Yep. We've interviewed a lot of people.
Sarah Water Raven.
Sarah Water Raven was the first guest. That feels like it was 2 weeks ago.
The Lauren Show. And Tim.
And Tim.
And I think the best moment of tonight, welcome to our new team member, Sarah Water Raven.
Yeah.
Danielle did propose to me.
I'm going
to
make I'll make a separate video just of that, and I'll do like a dubstep of it or something.
So thanks if you sat through this whole thing on YouTube and watched
Bless you.
Danielle's got some editing to do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
My favorite part was that Trump guy.
Yeah.
Very nice hair on that fellow.
I'm sure we're going to get a lot of comments about that.
Did we say thank you to our fabulous cameraman?
Thank you, Chris.
The mighty Chris. He's the man. Thanks to the Geekery for letting us do this.
Yeah.
Thanks to Josh and Devin.
And
Diana for being patient with us while we did this tonight. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you. Like and subscribe us on YouTube. We're coming at you later.
That's right. www.wegotthegeek.com. Wonder Librarian Art.
Yeah.
Sarah J. Photography.
Whoop.
Chatting with Dr. Stevel. Water Raven.
Out.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
2017. Bring the wall back.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.